Cinderella, or Ace Ella. A wife of a well-gathered man fell nae wheel, and cause she jaloose the rhyme was near, she cried her only daughter to her bedside and said, "Noo, my dear bairn, be guid and God-fearing. At why a guid lord will aye gie hurt to ye, and I'll look down for heaven and tak tent to ye." Syne shutting her een, she slipped awa'. After her mother's death, the quiney gid elkie day to her grave and sat down in grat, but aye she was guid and God-fearing. When winter come, snaw covered the grave like a white hap, and by the time the sun had taken it off in spring, a well-gathered man had a second wife, and she brought with her her twa daughters. They had bonny douce faces, but coarse and all hurt, and kiss o' us, it was a fikey time afore for the peer stepsister. "Fit why should sic a gaped goose get to sit wi' us in the front room?" they speared. "Fiver wants to eat breed, mun win it. Awa' wi' us, kitchy deem." And they teen a' her bonny claes awa' frae her, rigged her in her auld grey slip and gied her wooden sheen. "Look at the proud princess and hoo prinkit oot she is noo," he said lachin', for they led her ben to the kitchen. They lippin' she would work fae morn till nicht. She had to get up before screek o' day, carry water into the house, big up a fire, cook and wash. Aside this, her sisters did a'thing they could think on to gie her grief and mak her look fusionless. A time, they poured peas and lentils into the ace, and she had to sit there and pick them out. And at evening, when she was fair for folk and were working, they teen a war bed, so she had to sleep neist the ingle among a' the ace. And that's why they a' cried her Ace Ella. A day by chance, her father was gone to the fair and spared to his twa stepdaughters what he would bring back. "Brack lays," said he, "perils and jewels," said the tither. "And what about you, Ace Ella?" he spared. "What would he like?" "Feather," she answered, "just brack off the first cow that swishes again your bonnet and your wye hame and bring that to me." So he brought brack lace and pearls and jewels for the twa stepsisters, and when he was riding through a few green bushes and a wye hame, a cow knocked off his bonnet. So he brack off a cow and teen it wi' him. And when he won hame, he got his stepdaughters for they had speared, and Ace Ella got the cow for the hustle bus. She thanked him and gid to her mother's grave and planted it. Syne she grat at sair, her tears fell down on the cow and watered it, and nae time of a' the cow sprouted and was a muckle bonny tree. And thrice elkie day she would ging and sit aneath it and greet and pray, and elkie time a wee fight bird would aye come to the tree. And for never a sailor said what she wanted, the wee bird would gear for she speared. At twin hands, a king had a thought to had a 3 days' splore, and a' the bonny quines in the country was speared. This was sae his son could well a bride, and when the twa sister learnt he was speared as weel, he was fair tricket and cried to Ace Ella, "Came o'er here, dicht o'er sheen and fasten o'er buckles, we're gaan to the splore at the king's castle." Ace Ella did as she was dealt, but grat sair, cause she would have liked it fine to ging to the ball. And she speared to her stepmother again she could ging as weel. "You, Ace Ella," she said, "you're at stewy and clorty, and you went to gang to the splore. Who can you ging dancing when you've nae clies nor sheen?" When Ace Ella got on prigging her stepmother, said na hindering, "I've coupled a bossy of lentils into the ease. Can you pick out a' the lentils in 2 hours, you hae my word, you can ging." A quiney got through the back door into the garden and cried out, "Oh, doos doos and cushy doos and a' ye birds neath heaven, come here and help me sort out these lentils, the guideens for the wee pot and the badeens for your crap." And 2 fight cushy doos come fleeing in through a kitchen window, and after them a' the birds in heaven swooped down into the kitchen and settled them on the ease. the doos safety to peck, 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 and out to their birds' wheel, and seeing all the queed lintels was in the bussy. It didn't take them longer as an hour for the birds to finish her work and say who you are. Jo Cook, as she thought, knew she could ging to the explore. She broke the bussy to her stepmother, but her stepmother said, "Nah, Isilla, you dinna hae ony claes and you dinna ken who to dance. Ah, but he would just laugh at you." And when Isilla began to greet Eins Mair, her stepmother said, "Gin you can pick twa bussies of lentils out of the ace in 8 hour, I'll let you come ways." But she thought she'll never manage to do that, and her stepmother coped twa bussies and him on the ace. A quiny got to the back door and entered the garden and cried out Eins Mair, "Doos and cushy doos and all the birds in heaven, come and help me pick a gweedings for the pot and the baddings for your crop." And twa fight doos fleed into the kitchen and seen a' the birds in heaven furl and roon and swoop and doon settle themselves on the ace. The doos bobbed their heads and peck, peck, pecked, and the tither birds' wheels started to peck, and they put awa' gweed lentils into the bosses. And afore half hour goodbye, they had finished their work and fleed awa'. 13 on she was, because now she thought she would be let to the floor. But her stepmother said, "Nothing can help you. I canna let you come, was, because you dinna hae ony claes to wear, and you dinna ken who to dance. Would be a black affronted because of you." And syne she turned her back and Isilla and scooted off where twa daughters. After it was a wheel awa', Isilla gied her mother's grave neath the hissle tree and cried out, "Shock and trummel, little tree, let gowd and siller fa' o'er me." And the bird's answer was to have her a gowd and siller frock and silk safty shoon with siller. And fast as you like, she slip it into the frock and gied to the floor. She'll look at that bonny in her gown and frock, and her sisters and stepmother didna ken her, and thought she maun be a princess for a fremit land. They never thought for a minute it could be Isilla. They thought she was sitting at home in the dirt, picking lentils out of the ace. Now a prince came for it to Isilla and teen her by the hand, and he danced with her. A what he wouldna dance with ony other een, and wouldna let go her head in her hand. And whenever somebody come and speak to her to dance, he would say, "Nah, she's my partner." And she danced far ben into the next. And when she wanted to ging home, a prince said, "I'll come and convoy him," because he wanted to see if his daughter as bonny queen belonged. But she sklided away from him and sklimped into her father's ducat. Now the prince waited on her feather and told him as queen he didn't ken, had won away into his ducat. The old man thought, could that be Isilla? So he speared to an axe and a pike and broke be broke to them and he hacked it down. However, there was nobody inside when he got into the house. There was Isilla, lying in the ace in her clafty clays and a wee dim mile lump burning in the chimbley a heed. And fast as anything, Isilla had loped out the back of the dukin and ran to the hissle tree. Ere she had teen off her bonny clays and laid them on the grave, and after the bird had teen them awa', she got into the kitchen, and there she sat down among the ace, wearing her grey slip. In the east day, when the explore had started again, and her parents and sisters were roaded, Isilla got to the hirsel tree and cried out, "Shock and trummel, little tree, let gowd and siller fower me." And the bird gave her a frock, mere bonny as the first een, and when she won to the explore in his frock, abody was fair to known with her beauty. A prince had been waiting for her, and when she came in, Eins Mair he took her by the hand and would dance with nane but her. When others got up to her and spear to her, he said, "Nah, she's my partner." And when evening came and she wanted to leave, a prince got after her, wanting to see fit house she could enter. But she ran away from him and entered the garden in the house. It was a bonny hech tree, covered with the most wonderful pears, and she sklimmed up into the branches as fast as on a squirrel. The prince didn't ken far she'd got to, so he waited till her father came and said, "Thine uncle queen has slipped away from it, and I think she's climbed up to a pear tree." And the father thought, "Cannot be Isilla." So he socks an ex be brocht till him, and he hacked down a tree, but there was nobody out. And when they get Ben into the kitchen, Ace Ella was lying among the ace, as was her why, because she had loped down onto the side of the tree, tin the bonny clothes back to the bed and put on her grey slip. And on the third day, when her dad and stepmother and sisters in Smear were gone to explore, Ace Ella got to her mother's grave and cried out to the tree, "Shock and tumble, little tree, let gold and silver flower me, and a bird get her a frock, mere wonderful and glinties all the others, and the softest was real gold." And when she went to explore in his frock, the folk were fair dumbfounded, fair stomachasted, and didn't ken fit to say. A prince danced with her, nane but her, and when everybody speared to her dance, he would say, "Nah, she's my partner." And when evening came and she wanted him, a prince sought to convoy her, but she slipped away from him as fast as he couldn't, and he couldn't ging after her. However, the prince had thought to a ploy. He had all the stairs painted with pitch, and when Ace Ella got running down the stairs, her left softy stuck here. After the prince had picked it up, he saw it was small and dainty, and made a real goat. And this morning he teen it to Lace Ella's father and said, "Nane either shall be my wife, but the quine fast fit fits into less goat than she." No, two sisters were half a glad to hear us, because they had bony feet. And the eldest daughter got into the chamber to pray as she and her mother stayed aside her. However, she was our wee for her, and she couldn't get her big tea into it. So her mother handed her a knife and said, "Cut off your tea. Ain't your queen, you want to hate to walk on a mare." So she cut off her tea and got her fit into the she, gulping back a pain. She got out to the prince. He teen her on his horse and as his bride, and he rode off. But as they get alongside the grave, for twa cushy does were sitting on a hissle tree, they cried out, "Looky, look, look at the she's took, as bleed our the she's our wee, she's nae a bride, ye keep it at the ball." He looked down at her fit, and he saw the bleed trickling out, so he turned his horse round and brought the false bride by him again and said, "She was certes near the rechting, and to the other sister should try on the she." Sighing, his second sister got into the chamber, and was pleased she got all her tays into the she, but her heel was our big, so her mother handed her a knife and said, "Cut off a bit of your heel, ain't your queen, you want to hit a walk on a mare." So his sister cut a bit off her heel and guard her fit until the sheen gulped back a pain and get out to the prince, and he teen her on his horse as his bride and rode off with her. And when they come alongside the hissle tree, a twa cushy doos cried out, "Looky, look, look at the she took, as bleed our hour than the she's our wee, she's nae a bride, he kept it at the ball." And he looked down at her fit, and he saw the bleed treatling out of the she, and blood in her fight hose were reed. So he turned his horse round and brought the false bride back him again. "She's neither acting either. Hey, you and me, her daughters?" "Nah," said the man, "that's just we Ace Ella, my deed wife's daughter. She's a bit of shelpit. Nay, why could she be a bride?" The prince told them to send the coin to him, but the stepmother answered, "Oh, she's our clarty and fag, shouldn't have been seen." However, the prince ordered to see her, and Ace Ella was cried on. First, she washed her face and hands until they were clean. Sighing, she gave a curtsy to the prince, and he handed her the golden softy. She sat down on a creepy, teen her fitted to her wichty wooden she, and put it into the softy, and it shooted her perfect. She stood up, and the prince looked at her straight in the face, and kent she was the bonny quine he'd danced well connected at the ball. "Is this my ain true bride?" he said, and the stepmother's and his twa sisters' fair pheasant turned fight, say stomachaster they was. However, the prince teen Ace Ella on his horse and rode away with her. And as he got by the hissle tree, the twa cushy doos cried out, "Looky, look, look at the she took, she's just wrecked. There's nae bleed of her, in truth, she's the bride, he kept it at the ball." After the cushy dudes had said this, they both come fleeing down and sat on Isella's shoulders, in on the right side and t'other on the left side, and they stayed there. On the day Isella married the prince, the twa false sisters come to soak in wear and hear part of her seal. Find the bridal pair sat off for the kirk, and the other sister was on the right side and the t'other on the left. And all of a sudden, the cushy doos pecked out A-1 for Elkie's sister. And when they came back home from the kirk, the other sister was on the left and the t'other on the right, and the cushy doos pecked out Elkie's sister's ithery. And this why, because of their coarseness and ill will, they got their fairings and were blind for the rest of their days.